Case number 12591, Kenneth and Helen Height seek variances from the front yard setback requirement for a proposed structure. Section 115.42 and 115.182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. Property is located on the southwest side of Camp Arrowhead Road within the Angola Neck Park subdivision. The 911 address is 22750 Camp Arrowhead Road, Lewis. Zoning district is GR. The tax parcel is District 234, map 12.18, parcel 13. The applicants are requesting an 8.6-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard setback for proposed steps, a 4.5-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard setback requirement for proposed manufactured home, an 11-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard setback requirement for an existing shed, and a 5-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard setback requirement for the existing shed. The previous manufactured home was on that property and CO'd in 1995. And the shed was noted on our records as being on the property in 2019. We don't have a record of a permit. And there's zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return.
Good evening. You state your name and address for the record.
My name is Helen Height. I live at 16 Fox Chase Lane in Olney, Pennsylvania, 19547.
I'm Shelley Brobes. I live at 14260 Oak Branch Road in Del Mar, Delaware.
Thank you.
I'm Kenneth Height. I also live at 16 Fox Chase Lane, Olney, PA 19547.
And do the three of you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Hi, we're new. Sorry. I work at Oakwood Homes in Millsboro, Delaware, and I sold them the house that they are purchasing. And the home, they had a previous home on there before, and I believe the size is 28 by 60, and we had that torn down, and the house that they're purchasing is a 28 by 56. And we thought it would fit because of the previous home, but come find out it doesn't.
Did you have your packet with you?
Yes.
Application packet?
Yes.
There's some criteria for a variance. If you would please go through those. Uniquely support property.
For number one to answer.
Well, the lot is diamond shaped, and it's 40-foot front setback from Camp Arrowhead Road, which leaves little space for the manufactured home to fit in there. And we're asking the board to approve it because we had no idea when we bought this home that we'd have to have a variance, and we thought we were replacing what was there and it would be fine. We just had no idea that what the setbacks were or anything like that. Come to find out that this home was even put there, we didn't even know what was going on there until after we purchased the property. So.
If you would please continue.
Oh,
number
okay.
Two, we'll go to one. You're fine.
Why don't you?
He wants you to.
Okay. We cannot, I can't read it right here.
It says due to the small building envelope, there is not enough room for standard multi-section home. The previous home was not compliant to the new standard for many years. To place a home suitable to maintain the lifestyle, the home choice is a very small space. No multi-section will fit unless you do a single wide or a stick-built home.
Yeah. But we already purchased
the home
and paid for the home, and then we find out that it doesn't fit.
And it's a smaller home.
And it is smaller than what was there, yeah. Then it says this issue was not a result caused by us. The issue is a result of county regulations.
Rebanding your property lines and setbacks.
Restrictions from the front and back side yard setbacks. This project, if approved, will be in no way affect. I can't read his writing.
It will in no way affect the look of the neighborhood, but will enhance the neighborhood.
Yeah. And it says, since the applicant wishes to replace a
multi-section
home on the property and nothing except a
single wide
or custom built home will fit on the lot.
So you have a home, you tear it down?
We tore it down because we had renters in there and they left and it was destroyed. My husband and I want to now use it as a summer home, and when we got inside and seen what it was like, there was mold and everything in there, and there's no way I would want anybody living in there like that, let alone myself. So we had it torn down. Well, first we went out there and bought a home,
right,
with the intentions of removing that, which we did, and come to find out now the smaller one doesn't even fit on there. Now, we were out at the lot today before we came over here, and the way it looks, it's marked off, it looks like this home should fit on there, with the exception maybe of one corner. But of course, I'm not really sure how it works.
So you get this home, it's smaller, you figure you're going to put it on and it's going to work.
Right.
Yeah, you put it back in the same footprint.
Right.
I'm not sure if this is on here. The steps, are they included in this?
I was going to ask that too.
Yeah.
So it would be more than 4.5.
It'd be 8.2. 8.6. Looks like everything else falls in.
How long had you owned the older unit?
We owned that
ever since your father died. I would say it was 5 years.
5 or 7 years, something like that.
Okay. And I certainly don't know that it was probably non-conforming at the time when it was there. And
we had no idea that it was non-conforming when we purchased it. And we just thought it would be grandfathered in. You buy a house, you put it there. A little bit smaller than what was there. We just had no idea.
Ms. Norwood, do we have anything in the record about the prior house? Was there a CO issued? Was it?
Yes, the prior home was placed in 1993. We have record that it was 26 by 56, and a CO was issued for the home, so there was no indication beyond that there was a violation.
I wonder if, just looking at this, the survey seems to indicate that the edge of paving at Camp Arrowhead Road doesn't match the property line. I know prior to, there had been some issues with measuring.
Yeah. I see a shed there.
Mm-hmm.
Is the shed still there?
Mm-hmm.
We need anything for that, or is that?
Was there a CO issued for the shed? Do you have any?
I don't have record of a permit ever being issued for that. The assessment office picked it up as being there in 2019. Now, whether it was put there then or prior to that, I don't know.
Well, here's a question. Did you all put the shed on the property? Or
no,
did
it was
property?
There.
No.
Okay.
So. That shed was there back in, I would say, 1995. Her parents had owned the property before. And when they passed away, her and her sister inherited it. And the shed was there when they put their unit on there, which was 95 or 96.
Okay, so it's been there for 26 years or?
Yeah.
Right.
There was a single wide on the property prior to.
Exactly.
The double wide as well.
So this is a third generation.
Well, I don't know.
A third home going.
Third home is what I meant, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Have there been any complaints about the location of this home? Or has this home been placed?
No.
No.
No, no, no,
no.
Were there any complaints about the location of the prior home?
Mm-mm, no.
Have there been any complaints about the location of the shed?
No.
Do you have a well and septic on the property?
There is sewer and there's a well.
Further questions? Is there anyone present in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of this application? Operator?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star.
Thank you. There are no further questions. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
I move we approve case number 12591 for Mr. and Mrs. Height for the requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing. Property's unique physical conditions due to its unique shape. Due to such physical conditions, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity. And it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The exceptional difficulty was not created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum necessary.
Mr. Warfel, does that include the shed also?
Yes. Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Warfel?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for those reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 12591 has been approved.
Thank you.
Thank you.